So I invite you now, if you haven't already done so, to close your eyes, take a deep healing breath, breathing into that secret, sacred place where you realize the truth of your being. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. And as you exhale, just let go of anything that is keeping you from being fully present and receptive to divine inspiration and guidance. Perhaps, like Mary, it's fear that needs to be released. If so, just take another deep breath and let it go. Perhaps it's some residual feeling of unworthiness or lack of disease or disharmony. Just breathe and feel these dissipate into the nothingness from which they come. Remain centered and trust that God is good and that God's will for you is always ever unfolding good. And 2,000 years ago, the birth of Christ was the beginning of a revolutionary breakthrough in spiritual understanding, bringing love and light to illumine the darkness. And as you look forward to this Christmas season, know that beyond all the outer preparations, the decorating, the gift-giving, there is another important ritual, and that is the ritual of turning within. Claim this Advent season as a time of spiritual rebirth of your true essence, your Christ nature. Through the power of the indwelling Christ, know that you are filled with unlimited potential. You are love, light, peace, joy, faith, and wisdom. You have all the ability, the energy, and the resources to do the things you need and want to do. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine." Know that you are an expression of God on this earth, and you are here to magnify the Lord. Charles Fillmore told us that we magnify the Lord by expecting, by declaring that only the good is true, by steadfastly declaring that every blessing is ours right here, right now. So let's take a moment to do that. If you have a prayer need, a goal, a dream you haven't realized, a blessing that you want to see unfold in your life, just hold it for a few moments in the silence. Don't ask how. Just turn it over to the one power and the one presence. Like Mary, just let it be and feel the joy of having it realized. Do that in the silence now. And now, with that request still in your heart, whisper into the depths of your soul what Mary so joyously exclaimed with the words. Whisper silently to yourself, "My soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul does magnify the Lord." Let's say that together. My soul does magnify the Lord. And one more time, my soul does magnify the Lord. And dear God, sweet Spirit, we know that you guide us in being open and receptive to your divine inspiration in every area of our lives. Help us to make room for the rebirth of the Christ in the end of our hearts. Give us the spiritual understanding that this is the time, Advent is the time, to prepare our minds and hearts. Help us to move through the days ahead in joyful expectation. We claim this now in the deepest kind of trust. And we say, in the name and through the power of the indwelling Christ, thank you, God. Thank you, God. We know this is so. Amen and amen. And now let's end our time of meditation by joyfully and faithfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.